Hey, what's going on, man? I am Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. It's CUNY Radio, man. Did you miss me? Today's show is going to be a good one. It's officially 2024, and we have a new start. So happy do you. I don't ask you for much, please. Like these episodes, man. Leave a comment, a 5-star rating, maybe whatever you may think is fair, but most importantly, share this joint, man. I need you to share it. Because, like, the way my numbers are set up, I could really use your I can use your help as far as sharing this, please. I'm begging you, all right? You know, if you got this, if you're listening to this now, I'll probably text you, already know. You know, wished you happy holidays and all of those good things. But subscribe for notifications just in case I was too hungover and I didn't get a chance to. Everything else, including show notes, will be available at cooluniversity.com. Now that that's out the way, I want to lead by saying thank you for letting me back into your ear. I was gone for a while and I'm picking it up later in the year. I feel like podcasting wasn't special for me anymore. You know, I remember, you know, sitting with Holly and Depp years and years ago, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and them talking about podcasting and, you know, us being just nerds in the room, you know, talking and recording and knowing that we had a medium that nobody else had. So, but now it's become, you know, sets have gotten bigger. It's become more flashy. It's become more of a medium, or the medium, really. And the personalities have become more famous, you know, making it tough for the little old radio guy like myself. But what kept happening is that my peoples, you, would be hitting me up like, yo, what do you think about this album? Or what do you think about this person? And it just kind of boiled down to maybe after the 20th call, I'll just podcast. It's easier. So thank you to all 10 of my listeners that I keep them clean now. Happy holidays again. Hopefully your holiday was dope. I want to give a quick shout out to my brother and sister-in-law, Ronco of the Cigars and Whiskey Podcast, shameless plug, and Michelle, Moods by Michelle, shameless plug, because they got me a record, man, that's been eluding me for a while. Midnight Marauders by The Tribe Called Quest. Now that joint, you know, had the Electric Relaxation on there, had a War Tour on there, both fire beats. Right? No, fire beat. Wayne and his brother type shit. But you know, it also charted 100, man. It charted on the 100. They say it helped the second golden age of hip hop, where I don't even know where they got that from, because I only thought there was one, and my only thought would be 1992-3-4 all the way to, let's say, 2004. To me, that's a golden age of what hip hop was, right? Because you can't count out the late 90s. That's Nori, that's DMX, Ja Rule, and those guys. Where's Ja? Early 2000s, you got 50, and I think 50 belongs within that space just as well. Unless you want to call that the second. If you want to talk golden age of hip hop, and you want to talk that if there was a first or a second, I would say the first, Tribe all the way to Biggie and Pac. Stop. Stop there. Anybody who fits in that little range right there. And then, right, because you got Nas will be in the first one. Those guys will be the later classmen of the golden age. And then you would have to restart a surgence where, you know, Method Man and Redman put out their albums. 50 Cent comes. You could even throw, DMX would be in that second age. You know, that Def Jam resurgence. Jigga might go in the second half, and not even the first half. Nas might be in the first half, but okay, I'm going off on a tangent. But anyway, they got me this album. I was so happy about that. I managed to get a spin already. So thank you, Ron. and Michelle for that dope record. I already got a spinoff. Hopefully I can get a couple more before, you know, things get too hectic. My kids also got me a dope gift, these vinyl record-like coasters. Fire. Each one had a legend on it, an icon on it. Elton John, you had Ray Charles on one. Mike Jackson. So the holidays were great for me. I hope you as well. It's a new year. This is the first show of the year. Hope to give you nothing but good content going forward. Everybody's going to hit you with their lists. I will not. I don't want to give you no lists. I don't care to rank people right now. But I do have some fun stats and a couple stories, as well as five things that I think you need when it comes to holding on to your New Year's resolutions. All right, we're going to share a little bit of that later on in the show. But in the meantime, in between time, let's get to our freestyle of the day.
I'm on my summertime grind. Such a hustle all winter, so the summertime I shine. I'm married to the game, I just need to come a bond. I'm trying to cop cars so I can have some summer fun. I'm talking about the V's, bitches see the sunshine. Keep a couple lookouts just to see the one time. We hustle in the morning like a nigga late for work. And don't forget you cook up, let the fiends taste the work. And throw away your booze cause they can trace the jerk. One block from a school zone if that don't make it worse. And everyday police be hopping out to make a search. I love the 13th, but I'm just waiting on the first. Little niggas pack guns to make a crowd disperse. The preacher on Sunday be on his way to church. Pray for me, pray. When you lose a friend, I can't explain the way it hurts. Hurt my heart. Brought the newest band just so I could chase the skirts. And the beef tastes good, but I ain't ate dessert. Yummy. And I'm living in the city like the late Levert. And I city. Just gave my lawyer another case to work. Damn. And they try to give me shock for an eighth of work. And we be up early baking egg and cheese. Word. But the fiends be coming short and they be begging please. I got a locksmith coming with a set of keys. And my niggas selling water like the seven seas.
I used to hustle in the morning. I still hustle in the morning. Hit the cush in the morning. Till I see you in the morning. Let's pray I make it to another morning. I used to hustle in the morning. I still hustle in the morning.
That was Jim Jones with our freestyle of the day. I chose that one because it's the capo. And in this episode, I'm playing kind of everything that I just didn't get a chance to rock. And I am, you know, follow me or don't. But this is how we do it. All right. Shout out to the capo. Reminder, all right, it's a new year, and we have a New Year's wrap-up show with the guys of Cigars and Whiskey, along with Town Friends Talk That Talk podcast. Boy, wild night. There was some good laughs, great content, a lot of alcohol being utilized. All right, for all my brothers and sisters of the Leaf, that's the New Year's wrap-up show, the Cigars and Whiskey podcast, on all your favorite podcasting and visual platforms. Let's go ahead and get to some numbers, man. Come on. You know, I was actually surprised that charts were updated. I didn't really think that they would be based on, you know, the holidays and so on and so forth. But these are this week's radio number ones, man. I'm going to start with a disclaimer. All numbers are down right now. Everybody's plays are down. Why? Christmas. All the stations making room for Christmas music. Consumption is down in general. So that would affect probably the amount of spins. You know, then a lot of people are doing, you know, yearly wrap-ups or whatever. A lot of stations around the country are doing yearly wrap-ups, so they're squeezing in, you know, year-end hits, year-to-date hits. So everybody's numbers are going to be down. That's just a little info for me to you. Let's start with the rhythmic side. The rhythmic chart, Doja Cat, Agora Hills, once again down 50 plays. And I will say this, if you look down the list, this is a long shot, but at 23 is... on this rhythmic chart list is Nicki Minaj, Lil Uzi, but it's moving. All right, so I would say in a couple weeks, let's see how that builds up. You know, Nicki's gonna get the radio Love and Radio Push. So look out for that song to push through that chart. We'll see if I can say I told you so a little later. On the urban side, we have Tala with Water. That's down 100 plays, almost 100 plays. But once again, we know why. The R&B chart, this is what I'm most happy about. This right here is I Told You So moment. Mary J. Vado, Still Believe. Down plays, but I did call this one. Congrats to Vado, who this has to be probably his first number one. He had a couple records with Cameron, but I'm not sure they made, I don't know, maybe they did. I gotta look into that. But I will say, I'm pretty sure in the latter part of his career, this is a super resurgence, super necessary for him to get with such a veteran like Mary. And that's a chart that, you know, maybe Vado could look into and say, maybe you can make more of a way for yourself within that genre. Everybody's rapping, you know what I mean? But right now you got your hands on something really, really special. Congrats to Vado. Congrats to Mary J. All right. And top 40, you know, we got to do this. Tate McRae, Greedy, just in case, you know, Round the Water Cooler. You kind of want to say, who's the top 40? There you go. You got Tate McRae. She's still at the number one spot. So those are the radio number ones. I've got more great things that I want to share with you. You can't miss it. I want to talk about five things that you need to do when it comes to sticking to your New Year's resolution. I've got some more shocking stats that, you know, will make you look really, really good come work. What else I got? Numbers, right? And people who are making big waves, top of the year. So we got to wrap up last year to a certain degree. Nicki, you know, just released her album. We talked about it. I even sent a poll out on who was feeling what. 38% said it was fire, which lets you know about the other percent and what they think. But it was released so late in the year that it left room for her protege. And it goes to say, once again, timing is everything. Ice Spice's Like album is crowned by Billboard as the best female rap album of the year. Jess Franklin, I don't know how I feel about this, but let me not feel. Let's fact. You like that one, right? Let's not feel. Let's fact. Don't say we're gonna. That's going in the show from now on. All right, boom. There has not been many albums released by female rappers this year. That is number one when we talk about timing being everything. You have Sexy Red put something out, which I believe she made waves as her artist brand is concerned. But, you know, the album I don't think was going to go that very far. Doja Cat. No, Coi Leray obviously had one. Yes, and Doja Cat. Who has the biggest, you know, draw, but released very late in the year, leaving all that room. And I can say this, in the eyes of Billboard, I could see this coming. She graced their cover, I want to say, two times this year. And she has some real favorable write-ups. One of the writers, Heron Moma, she's the writer who did the main cover story a little earlier this year. Seem to have a liking for, you know, and of course, you know, that's very, very, very helpful when it comes to, you know, being placed on how these writers and these, you know, journalists, how they relate. You know, there's going to be certain artists that I'm going to talk about in the future and I'm going to push, because of just having personal likes. All right. So once again, you know, Billboard gave Ice Spice this particular crown. Singles Munch, Bikini Bottom, In Her Mood, where of course joins the song Gangsta Boo with Lil TJ, was Ice Spice's first song to enter the Billboard 100. In Her Mood was also, I want to see the second, but then that peaked at number 58. So that was helpful. And then obviously in April of 2023, what happens? Nicki Minaj doubles back and gets on the remix to Princess Diana, which peaked at number 4. All right. And was Ice Spice's second top 10 hit on the chart. I will say she milked this joint old school style pause when it came to stretching out the album. It dropped in January of 2023. It's still alive. And I could say that this is a better album. You know, it may not be a better album to me than what Doja Cat had, which actually did manage to make number one. But I will say this, as far as impact goes, Ice Spice, you can't take it away from her. Each time she hit a stage, she made the headline. Every time she did these records, each song she dropped made headlines. And let's give it up, man. Congratulations to Ice. BX, what up, though? Let's get to some music, man. This is for me. This isn't for you. Because I love when I hear things that I've never quite heard before. And is a couple young ladies out of Atlanta that are putting down a style that I'm very familiar with, and a style that you're extremely familiar with, but you never saw it come from such little ladies. This right here is a girl, goes by the name Caribou. I love her. I think you're gonna love her too, because her lyrics make you want to get your shit together. You understand? This joint right here is called Running Late. It should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio.
Hear it in my music. Mama scared for me to get a gun, cause she know I'm music. Floating off a Roxy in a bar, it feels so therapeutic. Want me to stop taking all these drugs, she hate how I abuse it. I've been going through it, with the guys move as a unit. He's sitting on the bags, he don't know how to move it. She do anything for clout, just wanna be included. I don't wanna hear about what you gon' do, make a nigga prove it. Always smoking booming, so I'm never on time. This nigga keep on dozing off, only drink half a line. Squeeze the trigger like a grape and make a nigga whine. Think I'm starting to peak, I feel it in my spine. Daddy didn't raise no hoe, so stop all that crying. If I told you that I loved you, then I would be lying. Nigga keep hitting my phone and I keep on decline. I be scaring all the niggas like I'm terrifying. I'm a concrete goonie, don't need no solidifying. He the type to sit up at the stand and start identifying. I don't know what's wrong with me, but slapping folks is satisfying. She don't like me, but I didn't know, guess it was underlying. I might cut him off through text and block him while he typing. Going through it by myself, sometimes it can get tiring. Don't think the rapping shit for you, but UPS is hiring. Make sure to shrink, think I'm okay so she can keep prescribing. I'm trying to get my people right, need everybody smiling. I'ma treat a hoe like my employee when I get the firing. My family worry about me, hear it in my music. Mama scared for me to get a gun, cause she know I'm music. Floating off a Roxy in a bar, it feels so therapeutic. Want me to stop taking all these drugs, she hate how I abuse it. I've been going through it, with the guys move as a unit. He's sitting on the bags, he don't know how to move it. She do anything for clout, just wanna be included. I don't wanna hear about what you gon' do, make a nigga prove it.
Yeah, my girl Caribou, Running Late. I believe she's down with Yachty, or Yachty's managing her, or Yachty's putting her in position to make moves. Looking for an engineer, I heard. I try to get my man Ted. Hopefully, Ted. Come on, Ted. Wheeling in for us. Shout out to her, man, and that whole new resurgence. I forgot the little light-skinned shorty's name that she's working with, too, but she's bubbling as well. So, yeah, shout out to those shorties making waves down there in the ATL. They sound like they from the other side, but no, they right here. Before we move on, man, you got to make sure you stick with me. I'm sharing five things that I think you need that's going to help you stick to this New Year's resolution that you set, okay? Or maybe you didn't make one yet, but you will after this. Story time. We spoke about some number ones earlier, our radio. We also talked about Ice Spice being crowned by Billboard, her Like album having the number one album, rap album from a female in 2023. You ready for another shocking, ill, dope stat? Gunna, fuck you mean, was crowned as the most streamed rap song in the US, of course, for 2023. 400 million streams. 400 million streams. Now you know. It says a lot, kids. It's like my man GB always says, the streets is a myth. Because the odds were totally against this guy. You can't even lie. Nobody wanted this to happen. And he found a way to make the catchiest track known to man. You know, the beat itself. sold out shows in the toughest areas. Music video did another 20 million on YouTube. Now look, you could chalk it up to some people, you know, the portion of the people who just have a general curiosity, right? People just waiting to be in the know and really are not concerned about the music at all, but just heard the name and heard that he was rad, and now all of a sudden we got to check out and see who this Gunna fella is. And to be lucky, you know, to be honest, he helped a lot of y'all out. Because the extreme amount of upside before all this, I could actually say, you know, before all this transpired, Thug and Gunna, man, really had a lock on things. You know what I mean? So, you know, things are opened up and he still managed to score such extreme numbers. So like I said, man, most streamed song of 2023 when it comes to this rap shit. Gunna, F you mean 400 million streams. What do I want to do here? I want to say quickly, you know, let's do this. I want to talk real quick and send a little bit of love to this award-winning DJ, man. David Love, you know whose name that is? I'll give you a second. What iconic DJ is named David Love? I'll give you a second. DJ Kid Capri, man, took to social media where he shared that after a year-long battle with cancer, he has been given a clear bill of health. God is great. That's what he says, man. I found out that I'm cancer-free. Been dealing with it all year, and while I was doing everything I was doing for hip hop, 50. I had two surgeries, never said anything publicly about what I was going through, which is commendable in itself to me. I chose this, you know, really quick to talk about because, well, this is the university, right? I want to make sure that we support our legends that made it possible for us to do what we're doing, for me to do what I'm doing, the culture shifters and the culture makers, that they don't feel forgotten, you know? And a story like this taps close to home because my best friend in this whole entire world did the very exact thing and had to fight for their life in the freaking dark, right? So that really sits home with me. And shit, you know, I think we need to make sure that your friends, if you have a friend that's going through something, please, man, don't let them fight in the dark, all right? It's a cold game out here. But I do want to just make sure we all give a quick shout out to our man, the Kid Capri. You know, August, he performed on the stage at Yankee Stadium. I think he even had Derek Jeter pop on. How you get Derek Jeter to pop on stage with you in Yankee Stadium? Come on, please. Give a shout out to our guy Kid Capri and to you for all the maybe tough things that you might be dealing with, whatever it may be. Doesn't have to be a disease, but if you're going through something and you're in the dark, I'm here, your boy Corey Cool. I'm here for you. All right, fuck cancer in 2024. More music, man. I want to get to some more music. Where I want to go from here, this is something that came on past me. And I had to bump, you know what I mean? You know, this is one of my people who can never, ever do no wrong in my book. Goes by the name French Montana. This Mac and Cheese supposed to be out sometime January, sometime this month. And you know we're going to talk about that when it come out. I will definitely let you know what's going on there. But this joint is kind of fly, man. It features Lil Baby, Lil Baby. The track is called OK. Should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio.
Montana, okay? Boy, okay? ATM check and be a fucking million.
She wanna ride with the stars. Ended up dropping my top, okay. My ex told me she needed space. I guess we both going to Mars, okay. I cannot forget the bass. I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay. Just look at the look on their faces. They wanna jump in my place, okay. Told Shorty she was the one, but I'm taking her friends out the 10, okay. I told them to load up the dot, but they wanna ride in my Benz, okay. 101, this a new calling in. No telling what I'ma spend, okay. Ain't counting up no more dubs again. Only fucking with the Benjamins, okay.
Girl, I will plane to the spot, pitch you know, put on stuff and advising me, don't get it going, let's go. I throw a feeder and on, okay. Mama is shit and she know it, she ain't just talking, I got it, I sure don't play. Send a boarding pass when she get bored, come play. Country hopping in you, we touring you, can keep it low if they know that it's ruined. Went ceramic, the heart of my blue and 6 feet. They ain't burning them out yet, these are new ones. Having motion, don't ask what I'm doing. I'm trying to see if she pregnant, she going. Haters hate, that's their job, they gon' do it. Hey, I went wild for going with the Louis. They burn, tell the business, you fumbled, you blew it. Bro, ain't do it, the lawyer gon' prove it. She delusional, making up shit in her head and believing it.
She wanna ride with the stars. Ended up dropping my top, okay. My ex told me she needed space. I guess we both going to Mars, okay. I cannot forget the bass. I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay. Just look at the look on their faces. They wanna jump in my place, okay. Told Shorty she was the one, but I'm taking her friends out the 10, okay. Told them to load up the dot, but they wanna ride in my Benz, okay. 101, this a new calling in. No telling what I'ma spend, okay. Ain't counting up no more dubs again. Only fucking with the Benjamins, okay. Man, 100 million took over the street with no sponsor, man. Coming through customs and flying through Cali, they checking the jet for the contraband. Bought out the coupe, shorty got grouped out. Told little bitch to stay off the gram. Don't be the first to get hit with that Draco. Soldier boy of that all be grand. Don't be playing. She holler at the moon, I be barking. I am a goon, she a goblin. Coke boy like Loon up in Harlem. Ramadan, but we ain't starving. Came out the mud on my own. I swear to Rick, I don't own. Shoot you, shooter out his zone. So rich, the thing I got clones. Ended up dropping my top, okay. My ex told me she needed space. I guess we both going to Mars, okay. I cannot forget the bass. I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay. Just look at the look on their faces. They wanna jump in my place, okay. Told Shorty she was the one, but I'm taking her friends out the 10, okay. I told them to load up the dot, but they wanna ride in my Benz, okay. 101, this a new calling in. No telling what I'ma spend, okay. Ain't counting up no more dubs again. Only fucking with the Benjamins, okay.
That's right, French Montana, little baby. Okay, so I'm fly, man. That mac and cheese is supposed to be out sometime. I believe it's mac and cheese 5, supposed to be out sometime in the month of January. So you know, we're surely going to talk about that as soon as it drop. You don't have to worry about that at all. First quarter is upon us, you hear me? And lots of new music is on the way. But before we move, I gotta talk about one more thing. We gotta give some more stats. So go. We spoke about Ice Spice a little earlier. We spoke about Gunna having the most streamed rap song of 2023. We gotta talk about some more numbers, man. The highest selling rap album of the year, drum roll, goes to Utopia by Travis Scott. 1.6 million units, man. Over 500,000 physical album sales. Big old numbers. Big old numbers. And guess what, man? You got to take time to give Travis a little bit of love. It's interesting because it was done in the dark. You know, but it is the... it is the result of what a cult following will do for you. You hear me? Travis returning from a major setback, was it last year, year before? It didn't end well, the show didn't go well, and found himself in the middle of some hefty lawsuits. And he managed to crawl back with this particular album. Has some crazy features on there, man. Tizo Touchdown, yeah, Drake on there, Playboi Carti, Beyonce on there, can you believe it? 21 Savage, The Weeknd, Sway Lee, Dave Chappelle even, found his way. Westside Gunn, Young Thug, Kid Cudi, Without the Blown Up Car, and SZA, Future even, Bad Bunny. So everybody jumped out to help Travis, and it's apparent. It did debut at number one on the Billboard 200. Did high twos, I believe, the first week as far as sales go, so he scored right off the rip. Became Scott's fourth album to top the chart, fourth number one. Album also accumulated a total of 330 million on-demand streams. All right, all 19 songs of the album charted on Billboard on the 100. So congrats to Scott for making, you know, one of the highest selling rap albums, or the highest selling rap album of 2023. Are you ready now? Are you ready for it? I'm gonna give you my five things that you need to do to stick to your resolution. Why, man? It's a new year. I know you got plans. I know you wanted to do so much. And you want to do so much. I want you to do so much. But guess what? You need to know how you're going to do it. Every year, man, millions of people make resolutions. They're trying to spark some change. Whether it's, you know, exercise some more, get organized, save some money, spend less money, quit smoking. Spend more time with the fam, whatever it may be, read more. And this is the thing, man, as long as it's positive, it's perfect for you. But the problem is, it's hard to stick to it sometimes. So you ready? I'm going to give you my top five things that I think you need to do as I lead you out of here on this new year's, this new you. You understand? Number one, you got to mentally prepare for this change. Take some inventory of who you are and where you've been and begin to think about things that you need that is going to change your overall perspective. You understand? Maybe think about where you made some progress or where you need to see progress, or maybe some things you set out last year to do and didn't necessarily grab, you know, get to it. Maybe figure out why you didn't necessarily get to it. But the goal is to stay positive, try to make try not to make big changes. All right. So quick little changes, make them be, you know, gradual, build up if you need to, and leave a little room for error. All right. My number two, write these things down. Why? Because we forget. Yeah. While it may be silly, you know, we're humans, man, and humans get distracted and we really get forgetful, especially if it's something that hurts a little bit. Obviously, writing not only establishes intention, but it's definitely makes everything a little bit more concrete to have a written account of your goals and like a constant reminder of when you need to take action, whether you write them in a journal, draft an email to yourself, you know, good old phone reminders, tape them on the wall. All right. Number two, writing down, somehow documenting your resolutions will be extremely helpful. You're welcome. Number three, we had number one, mentally prepare. Number two, write these things down. Number three, be specific. When it comes to resolutions, man, it's easy to set bad goals that can lead to poor follow through. Unfortunately, smart goal setting people like you and I understand what we got to do here. You need a framework, make them measurable. I want to lose 10% of my body weight, not just I want to lose weight. Attainable. Choose a goal that's really within possibility. Yo, you're 40, you want to go to the NBA? I'm not hating on you. I'm not hating, but you know, maybe that just might not be for you. Relevant. That, you know, they're necessary for your life, okay? Not out of the ordinary. And time sensitive, give yourself a time frame, which is going to help you achieve these particular goals. Right? A deadline and some urgency can really provide you with some success. Four, share your resolution with somebody. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it make a, well, you know what I was trying to say. But it's great to make a resolution for yourself and maybe write it down and, you know, have self accountability. But if no one else knows about it, it's kind of easy to forget about and ignore because nobody knows. Having a counterpart, man, could really help if that's your reality. Crazy as it sounds, the sense of guilt is more often powerful than self-motivation. So do not be afraid to share your thoughts with someone else in a sense of accountability, okay? Five, man, we're going to get to my last one. Because I got things to do. It's the new year. I'm trying to get it popping. My number five tip. Number one, what I say, mentally prepare. Number two, write them down. Number three, be specific. Four, share your resolution with somebody. And now, number five, and most importantly, understand that it is not always next year. This life is super short, even shorter when you make crappy decisions. So while we have the opportunity, let's do our best to make an adjustment. Setbacks happen. But as long as we handle them correctly, you and I, they will not impact the big goal. You and I have a big goal that we have to achieve. You understand? And the key to avoiding these things at all costs is to understand that it may not always be next year. So check this out, man. I go by the name Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. I thank you so much for allowing me to speak to you at the end of last year, also at the beginning of this year. It's a lot going on, man. You can catch me on the Voice of NCC 90.3 FM every Thursday, 9 to 10 p.m. Playing it cool, man. Artists, I would love to work with you on this particular platform, on the other particular platform, on my actual radio show. Please, cooluniversity@gmail.com if you're interested. My podcasting brothers, Cigars and Whiskey, nobody cares about Father's Day. Thank you guys so much. Hopefully, you can check out whatever content those guys have. We're just out here working. It's time to get this shit started. A great year is ahead of you and I. We have no choice but to win. So from me to you, have a great week and party responsibly. Happy New Year.